I want to talk today about a topic that comes up every Shabbos at least, and really more often than every single Shabbos, and it's something that people are either totally unaware of very often, or sometimes have some very vague knowledge of, but they're not really 100% sure exactly what it's all about. It's a topic we covered in Smichas Chaver recently, so most of the Makoros and the format is from Rav Eliyadah Goldwicht, but maybe we'll add a Ha'ara here and there. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Beis tells us that Kol She'enu Meshayer Pasal Shulchano Ein Aro Asim Bracha Li'olam, that if you don't leave over any bread on your table at the end of your meal, then you're never going to see a Simon Bracha forever. So the Gemara asks a stira, but wait a second, there's another Brisa that tells us that if you leave over pieces of bread while you're benching, that's as if you're Ovid Avodah Zarah, it's considered to be akin to Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, no, Hadi Kashlema Badei, Hadala Kashlema Badei, that the stira between these two Brisos can be resolved by saying that leaving over a piece of bread is a source of bracha, but if you bring a full loaf of bread to a table, and Rashi says, when there are already crumbs still on the table, then that's what looks like Avodah Zarah. But bottom line is, it seems very clear from the Gemara that if you're not bringing a whole loaf of bread to a table that already has bread on it, you must leave over some bread at the end of the meal. A lot of times you go to a simcha nowadays, and they have waiters that, you know, that are ready to clean off every little piece of bread, and they scrape it down, or you go to a nice restaurant, and they scrape down the table so that you shouldn't have to chas v'shalom sit there with some crumbs on the table. So a person should try to hide and put away, it sounds from the Gemara at least, put away a little bit of the bread to leave on the table, and not to let them take it all away before benching, because that the inarosim brach li'olam, if you don't leave some bread on the table. Now, there are four reasons given for this, because it's such an unusual thing. Why? I mean, you're not going to eat it. Obviously, you're benching right now, so if you're not going to eat that bread, what does it need to be on the table for? So Rashi writes that leaving over bread is going to give you bracha because mizumanim la'ani. If a poor person comes to your door and he asks for food, you'll have some food now, because you left some bread on the table, so you'll be able to give that bread to the poor person. The Zohar in Parshas Kisisa explains that, no, the word is that when a person benches at the end of the meal, you're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the brachas of the Leil Lo Shaya Ba'asa Rekanya, that a bracha from Shemayim, I'm sorry, not that you're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're being blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since the time of Birch Samazim is the time where a person is going to receive bracha, the way brachas from Shemayim work is the brachas of Leil Lo Shaya Ba'asa Rekanya, that the brachas from Shemayim won't be chal on emptiness. They're only going to be chal when there's something there for it to be chal on. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachas work. Where do we see this? We see this in the Navi, in Malachim Beis, by Elisha, when the woman who was a descendant of Navi and came to Elisha, and she was in dire straits, and she was in a desperate situation, and she owed so much money, and she needed. So Elisha said, "Go get a jug of, go gather all the jugs. Get one jug of oil, and gather all the jugs, all the empty kalim you possibly can, and then we'll take from that one jug of oil, and miraculously, he was able to pour that one jug of oil into all of the empty jugs she was able to gather, and the oil in the original jug didn't run out. So why did it have to have the? There was going to be a miracle anyway. Why did there have to be an initial jug of oil? Because bracha is only going to be chal on something that on a starting point. So if we're going to receive bracha at the time of Birchas Hamazon, we have to have something for the bracha to be chal on, so we leave some bread, meaning the bracha that we're going to receive is the bracha of sustenance, so we have to have some bread for that bracha to be chal on. It is an interesting idea that we receive bracha at the time of Birchas Hamazon. Like when I misspoke before, it was really, I said we bless Hashem. Yeah, because that's what we actually do. We bless Hashem. Me'echi tesi that we receive bracha. So I happen to come across with Chaim Knievsky in Time of Dekra makes the following ha'ara. In the Haftorah of Parshas Emor, the Navi Yecheskel says that when people are mafresh chalu la'asalava, the Haftorah of Parshas Emor is when the Navi Yecheskel describes the Kohanim la'asalava. That's why the Sefer Yecheskel is almost nignas, because a lot of things it says about the Kohanim over there are not true. In Medina, it says that, you know, like Kohanim are not allowed to marry almanos, except for the almana of a Kohen. And that's not true. La'halacha, Kohen is allowed to marry an almana. Kohen Gadol's not allowed to marry an almana. And there's no exception for the almana of a Kohen. So that's why they almost were nignas, say for Yecheskel. But the point is, when it talks about the Kohanim over there, it says that if a person is mafresh chala, then they're going to get special brachas. So Reb Chaim writes in Taimi Dekra that the reason we say a tefillah of Harachamun Yivarach Osi Vesishti when we bench, I mean, why mechitesi that we could ask for bracha when we bench? Oh, because we're doing a mitzvah, so then it could be by any mitzvah. Why is it dafka by benching? So it says Reb Chaim is that even though, yeah, for any mitzvah we should deserve bracha, but the bread that that we were mafresh challah on represents a source of bracha for us. That's what the Navi says. So after a meal, we leave some of that bread, which is a source of bracha, and we daven for more bracha, meaning here is challah that I was mafresh challah from, that I did the mitzvah of hafreshes challah. Hafreshes challah is the source of bracha. So dafka, when we're ending a meal, where we have that challah still on the table, we can say, harachem levarach osi v'eshti. Anyway, that's a long way of saying the second explanation, the Zohar's explanation of why we leave bread, because we want the bracha that Hashem is showering us with to be chal on something, to have some place to be chal. Then there are two answers offered by the Levush. The Levush in Siman Kuf Pei says that the reason we leave bread on the table is sheyahei nikar l'kol shemvarach l'shem yisparach al chasto v'tuva agadol sheichin mazon l'kol b'riyosav, that it should be very evident that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food and for the sustenance, so you leave some of that food on the table to show that you're thanking Hashem for that. And then the Levush says a final reason, a fourth reason based on Rashi Masech Sanhedrin, that kadei sheyoda l'shem yisparach chasto shehishpia lanu mituvo ad shesavanu v'hosarnu kedchsev achol v'hoser, that we have leftover bread on the table, it demonstrates just how much Hashem has given us, that we were able to eat and we left some over after we finished eating. This is it's almost similar to the Tainus Harayvit, except instead of the Tainus Harayvit is a concept that you don't finish every last bit of food on your plate, that you leave some over, but that's more about showing your own self-control and your own lack of desire for gashmius, that you don't need to eat every last bit. But this is like not about ourselves. This is about the way the Levush is suggesting. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're saying, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. He gave us so much that we don't even need to eat everything. So those are the four reasons. So again, we have Rashi's reason that you need to have a little bread on the table so that if an ani comes, you'll have what to give him. You have the Zohar's reason that you need to have bread on the table so that the bracha that Hashem is showering you with should have what to be chal on. You have the Levush's first reason is that you want to make it obvious what you're blessing Hashem for. And then you have the Levush's second reason to show just how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Pei, Seif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says that you should not take bread off of the table before benching, and you should leave bread on the table during benching. And in Siman Kuf Pei, he says, if you don't leave bread on the table for benching, then you're not going to see any bracha li'olam. But the Shulchan Aruch adds what the Gemara said, not to bring a full loaf of bread to a table for benching, because then it looks like avodah zarah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings all the reasons, right? He says that you can't bring a loaf of bread, that's dafka nisr if there are crumbs on the table. If the table is clean, then you can bring, you could bring a slice of bread or even a loaf of bread. If a whole loaf was there from the beginning of the meal, that's also not a problem, meaning it's only bringing a full loaf of bread to a table that already has crumbs. It says if you're bringing a sacrifice level, the zara, so to speak, so that you're not allowed to do. But if there's a challah there that you just never cut into and it's been sitting on the table all the time, then that's fine. Now there's a tendency that people have to clear off everything from the table, to clear off all the challah from the table, particularly in the types of meals that we have on Shabbos, where there are three mains and 18 sides and salads and this and that, and there's not even enough room on our massive tables, so they try to clear off as much space as we can, so people take in the challah tray, and they take in, they after the dips course, right, they take in the challah. So l'chora, it seems not right. Now again, like I said, Mishnah Berurah quotes all of the reasons. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat Nalav quotes the reason of the Levush, that it should be obvious that we're thanking Hashem for the bread that He provides us, and He also brings the reason of the Zohar, that the bracha has to have what to be chal on. And then in Sivkat and Beis, he quotes the reason of Rashi, that it's for the tzorach of an ani, and also to show how, and the other reason of the Levush that we want to show how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us with. L'may nafkamina between all these reasons. So in Shaar Tzion and Sivkat and Gimel, he says nafkamina is very clear. What about a very small piece of bread, smaller than a kazayas? So if the reason is like Rashi, that you want to have what to give to an ani, so then a very small piece of bread smaller than a kazayas is no good, because you would never give that to an ani. But if it's just to show any of the other reasons, to show what we're blessing Hashem about, that's a bracha kravot to be chalan, or to show that Hashem has blessed us with abundance, so then it doesn't matter how small the piece of bread is, as long as there's something there, then it would work. So that's the nafkamina that the Shaar Tzion quotes. So l'chora, therefore, it should be, if you're trying to satisfy Shitas Rashi, it should be more than a kazayas of bread. Now, this halacha, is not that hard to do at Shabbos meals, because usually you have a little bit of challah left over, or at least some crumbs of the challah left over. And the only day you're not yotzei if there are crumbs is the day of Rashi. But the bigger question, and one could argue that Rashi's shita is clearly not the one we paskin like nowadays, because nowadays if an ani came, you wouldn't take crumbs off your table or slices of bread off your table to give it to him. You would go to your pantry and you would take out an abundance of food or take things out of your refrigerator. We have so much food in our homes on a regular day, even when we need to go shopping, we have so much food in our homes. The chances that we would give someone a little bit of bread from our table if they really came is very, very unlikely. So generally speaking, on Shabbos, just the crumbs on the table, as long as you don't wipe it off of all the crumbs, you're ready yotzei this din. But what about like during the week? Meaning this isn't a din in Hilchos Shabbos. What if you're just having a bagel for lunch, or you're just having a grilled cheese sandwich or something? So normally people eat the entire bagel. So some people are makbid about this. I have a good friend, Eli Weisfeld, who told me that he's always makbid about this, and he said the trick is you got to take off the little piece, a teeny tiny piece, pachas mikzayis he takes, but you got to take it off before you finish the bagel. Meaning a lot of times people will wait till the end, and they say they'll leave over the last piece. That's tainus harayvid business, to leave over the last piece, but it's very hard to do because you always want to finish. But if you take it off at the beginning and you put it aside, so then you finish the rest of the bagel, it's a lot easier. But it doesn't seem that's the minhag olam. It seems most people eat a bagel, they eat the entire bagel. So what should you do? So Rav Ephraim Greenblatt and Rav Avos Ephraim Chelik Aleph Sim Kuf Lamed Vav was bothered by this kasha, and he says ma osin ba'ofen sha'ochel sandwich shalom nishar psis involvem lo mashayrin. What do we do with the sandwich? No one leaves over any crumbs. So he says, look, the reason of Rashi that a poor person will come at the end of the meal, that doesn't apply to today at all, because you don't give bread to poor people, you give tzedakah anyway. You give money, or if they're hungry, you'll give them something else. So if you leave a few crumbs, you could fulfill all the other three reasons, but again, with a bagel or a sandwich, you're not even doing that. So he quotes from Reb Chaim Kanievsky that a person should make a point to always leave over small amounts of bread before benching, so that the bracha could take root on something physical. But Rav Ephraim says that if you're eating on the go or at work in a place where the crumbs might get stepped on, or then it's not considered as if you're eating on your table, and the chiyuv to leave over crumbs won't apply in such a case. Meaning, it's only al shulchano that's the mechayiv of leaving over bread. So the way we eat lunch during the week is typically, for better or for worse, is typically not al shulchano. That's his yishuv for the minhag. Then he says, and even according to the Zohar and the Levush, you don't need to leave over crumbs if it comes at the expense of food being disrespected. And very often, if you leave over a few crumbs and you're benching, what's going to be with that food? It's going to be thrown out. It's going to be, right? So you're not supposed to throw out bread. You're not supposed to disrespect bread. So according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, now you're supposed to leave over crumbs even when you eat a sandwich and even during the week. So what do you do about the fact that it's going to be baltashchis and that it's going to be disrespectful to the bread? So there are two reasons that it's not baltashchis. First of all, it's pachas mikzayis. So pachas mikzayis is not an isser baltashchis. Second of all, whenever you dispose of food for the sake of a mitzvah, that's not considered baltashchis. That's not considered to be wasting. Every rabbi gets calls before Pesach. I'm throwing out so much food. It's such baltashchis. I'm throwing out all this good food. No, it's a mitzvah of tashbisu. It's not an isser of baltashchis. So whenever it's l'tzorich mitzvah, you would not call that baltashchis. So you could finish all the bread that you're eating if you have other bread at home, and you bring the other bread to the table, and then it won't be baltashchis. You'll put away that bread if you don't have other bread. So Rav Ephraim Greenblatt says, make sure to leave some leftover crumbs on the table. And if you're eating on the go and you're worried that the crumbs will get stepped on or will get disrespected and thrown out, so then you should eat all the crumbs as well. And on Shabbos, it's almost a given that you'll have crumbs on the table on Shabbos. So Rabbi Ben Zion Feld in Yeshiva told me that he asked Rav Schechter if he leaves over any bread, and Rav Schechter said it responded in the negative. He said he does not have this minhag. He said, why not? He said, I thought it's a bizoy pass. People are going to throw it out, they're going to step on it, meaning that concern overrides the concern of this hakpada of leaving over bread. So that fits with what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Pesiv Dalid, where he says, afal pisha mutar la'abid pirurim she'en v'em kazayis mikol kamakum kashal hanius, that even pirum that are pachs mikazayis is not an iser, more than a kazayis is an iser. Pachs mikazayis may not be an iser, but it's also kashal hanius. So a person is not supposed to, you know, mistreat bread. So if you're going to leave over bread that you're dafka not eating when you're finishing your meal, yeah, then it's very likely going to lead to mistreating of bread. So long story short, it's a beferish gemara. You're supposed to leave over some bread at the table for benching, and it's a halach pesuka and shulchan aruch. So if you have challah at the end of the meal, don't bring the challah into the kitchen. Leave it there for the end of the meal. But to dafka put aside a little piece of bread after everything's cleaned up and after you know, and after you finish your bagel, maybe that's not such a great idea, because that's invariably going to lead to ibud hapas. Okay, everyone have a great day.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of education, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online bachelor's, master's, and doctoral education degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with observational and hands-on experience in the field. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.